Hello.
Good morning. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote 100%.
And is that a definitely or probably?
A definitely. I always vote.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 69.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'm moderate.
So how should I record your answer? As not strong or strong?
I'm strong.
Strong. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one we have is protecting abortion rights.
That would be, 8.
Thank you. Then we have reducing crime.
5.
Thank you. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
10.
Thank you. Then we have lowering taxes.
5.
Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Securing the southern border.
5.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
8.
Thank you. And last we have tackling climate change.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
How do I feel about him?
Yes, on a scale from 0 to 100.
I would say 8.
8? Okay, thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum. Janelle Bynum.
I don't know who Janelle Bynum is.
Never heard of her? Or
no?
No. Okay.
No opinion.
Oh, no opinion?
Oh, his wife. Oh, his wife. Yeah. Are you talking about his wife? Jill Biden?
No. Janelle Bynum. Is B-Y-N-U-M. Bynum.
Oh, no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
He's an author to me. I read his book. Let's see. I don't know. I don't have any opinion. Don't know anything about his politics.
And based on what you've heard, what you've seen in the news, what is your, could you give them a rating between 0 and 100?
Oh, on Vance?
Yes, J.D. Vance, yes.
Five.
Five, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Then we have Tina Kotek.
Oh, 5.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
5.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
5.
Republicans in Congress.
2.
McDonald's, yes. It just says McDonald's.
Oh, I don't have an opinion.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have Kamala Harris.
7.
Thank you very much. And just to confirm, because the scale that we have is 0 to 100, is that correct as you have told me?
Is it correct? Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
I would vote for Kennedy.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Biden.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
I have no opinion.
If you had to choose between the two, with what you know?
The first one.
The first one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez, the Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? Well, the scale that we have is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez, the Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Small chance, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Well, that's a hard one. I'll just put approve.
Mm-hmm. Approve. And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Good.
Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez, the Reamer. The first one we have is, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and a local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. As she sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Then we have As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Reamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more friendly business, business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Reamer? If you are undecided, let me know.
I'm undecided. I would probably vote for the Bynum.
Bynum. So
yes.
Should I record it as Bynum?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Now, and what specifics stuck out most about, I'm sorry, what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum, according to what you heard? In a few words, if you can.
Just fighting for the middle class.
Thank you very much. Now, before we finish, I want to read you some statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
So that's on a scale of 0 to 10?
Yes. 0 means not convincing at all, and 10 means very convincing.
8.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so they can get ahead.
Oh, 8.
Thank you. Then we have, for long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom and a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes in our community needs.
She won't stop working. Oh, I would say an 8.
Thank you. And last we have, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. As a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, Once again, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once more, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez the Remer?
I would vote for the first one.
The first one, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Remer for Congress. And if this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first statement is, Lori Chavez the Remer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games.
So that is scale of 0 to 10, whether I agree with it or not?
We want to know if this statement about doubts and concerns other people have raised troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
A great deal.
A great deal. And lastly, we have Lori Chavez the Remer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez the Remer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. And as a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities.
I don't believe that at all.
So, but hearing this, does that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Just a little.
Just quite a bit, or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you for the final time, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Remer?
I would vote for Bynum.
My name, thank you. And these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we will be finished. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got about, I have my master's degree plus 45 hours, so master's plus.
Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
And would that be you or someone in your household or both?
Me.
Thank you. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye.